Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, the publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. Today is our very first weekly radio show, and on this show, we'll be introducing you every week to many of the people we believe you need to know on a more personal basis in the Metro Atlanta area and beyond. Our show is sponsored by Kissable, the new health and taste sensation in toothpaste, developed by Dr. Danielle Wilson. For more information, log on to bekissable.com. That's bekissable.com. At this time, I would like to introduce our very first guest. She is a realtor with Metro Brokers GMAC Real Estate. She has been in the real estate business since 1987, and she specializes in elegant homes, investment properties, new homes, commercial sales, mountain property, and first-time home buyers. She is currently featured in RIS Media Magazine as one of 50 realtors on the rise. It's my pleasure to welcome Ms. Donna Hogan to the show. How are you today, Donna?
Hi, Sparkplug. I'm so honored to be here today.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you. I'm grateful that you took the time out of your extremely busy schedule to be with us today. You know, your story is truly about succeeding against the odds and overcoming one adversity after another. When you were born on April 30th, 1963, you were placed immediately in an incubator where you had to fight for your life for the first 2 months. At 3 years old, your father died from a heart attack. And a few years later, when you were 6 years old, you lost your mother. She was just 38 years old. What did all of this early adversity teach you about life?
Well, I tell you, all of those adversities taught me you just have to be a survivor. You just have to remain focused. You have to have so many spiritual grounds in your life. You have to know people that's going to support you through your process of whatever you go through. And yes, as a young girl losing your parents, you're not really totally focused on what you want to do or where you want to go. And so you kind of just go through the early stages of your life just accepting and surviving. And as you get older, you try to get more in tune with who you are as a person and as a woman. And then you recognize that adversities is just what they are. Everybody's going to get them.
Sure.
Everybody has a story. And so it's just a matter of how you're going to deal with each one as they come into your life.
But one of the beautiful things I read about your, or in your bio, is that you had many family and friends and mentors along the way that helped you deal with a lot of things you had to go through at such a young age without having a mother and a father.
That's true. But as I, you know, when my parents died, we were fortunate that my mom's sister took us in, my aunt, and we grew up in the hood of North Philly. And when my mom passed away, my aunt took all of us in. My mother had six kids, four girls and two boys, and I being the last of six. We moved over to the suburbs. And again, it's a whole nother learning experience, and you just kind of, you have to accept and kind of press on.
And your mother's sister had four kids of her own. How was life growing up for you in such a large household?
You know, having 10 people in a household probably seems like a lot to folks who are only having two and three kids today. But for us, it was orderly. We all had our own chores. We knew when we had to do dishes. We knew, you know, who was going to cook what one week. And so it sounds like it could have been really chaotic, but it wasn't. And I learned a lot of structure from that. Again, you at that stage of your life, you say, okay, well, what's my position? What do I want to do in this whole union of things? And that's when I started getting active in school. I became really into sports.
Well, Donna, you ran track in high school,
mm-hmm.
and that's where your coach saw something in you that you didn't see in yourself at the time. What was it that he saw in you that you didn't even see in yourself?
I would probably think determination. I was, as you stated in the beginning of the interview, I was a fighter coming out and had to go right into an incubator. So coming into the life with that tenacity, having the will wanting to live, that's probably what he saw in me. I was always dedicated to my craft. He saw that I was a good runner, and he took me under his wing, and he said, you know what, I'm going to make you the star of our school. I was in the local newspapers. I could have pursued it and went to college for it, but I decided to change my career. But, yeah, he was a good inspiration. I think he saw that I was a person who had an idea as far as wanting to do something or make something out of my life at a young age in high school, and he took the track to the next level for me and made me see that, you know what, whatever you put your mind to, you're going to have to work hard at it. Because I was not a cross-country runner, but that's where he trained me and ran hard with the guys. And so practicing in the winter months always helped me be better at my craft in the spring.
Now tell me about when you volunteered with the YMCA Saturday Night Teen Program in New York. Tell me about that.
Well, that wasn't actually volunteering. I was actually the director of the Saturday Night Teen Program.
Okay.
I was hired as an assistant director, and immediately they saw my capabilities and they promoted me to the director. Now that was, I'll tell you, out of all of the things I've done in my career, was one of the best experiences, because working with teenagers, they're like myself, based on my history, they were inner city kids, lived in the projects, and their parents just dumped them at the Y. And because I created a program where we wanted to have a safe haven for kids to be off the street at night on Saturdays. And so we had the New York Knicks sponsor us. The city gave us dinners for them. And I just enjoyed working with them because they were like sponges. They wanted guidance. They wanted us to just show them a nice way and a safe way to be on Saturday.
Well, that's a great thing to do. Now, you graduated from the New York Society for the Deaf in the College of Staten Island. How did you end up at a school for the deaf?
Well, again, I am a person who loves to take on many challenges. People ask me all the time, why? How did you get into sign language? Did you have any family that was deaf, any friends that was deaf? And the answer is no.
Okay.
I found it fascinating, and I wanted to learn it, and I took it to the next level. I went
to
college for it, and theatrical signing is my craft, to perform in front of stage. If there's any type of art venue going on, they will have me.
Well, you know something, that's a great thing, and it's, I'm all about making yourself your best investment, and it seems like that's what you've been trying to do all your life. I think we have to take a break right now, so we'll be right back with more People You Need to Know on radio. Welcome back to People You Need to Know on Radio. This is your host, Spark Plug, and I'm speaking with Donna Hogan with Metro Brokers GMAC Real Estate. You were a vice president for a company on Wall Street. Tell me a little bit about that.
That is correct.
I hear you started out as a secretary.
I sure did.
How did that happen?
Came in at the bare basics. I was new to New York City, and that was one of my early jobs. And again, it's all about connecting yourself to the right people, showing people that you're a hard worker and that you remain focused. And I got a great mentor. He came in as just, as they say, an attorney. I came in as a secretary, and we kind of grew up the corporate ladders. Turns out he was my mentor. He's now general counsel, Michael Sharp of Citi.
Okay.
And he kind of kept elevating me as I grew and as he grew. And that was another good job that I've had. I learned a lot being on Wall Street. You take the information that you learn from Wall Street, you get some people who are good at their craft, and you incorporate it into your own passions.
Mm.
And you learn the skills of working hard and putting in the effort and staying late and reading and educating yourself. And so that's how I went from being a secretary straight up to the vice president. And I wasn't ready to leave when I left. 9/11 kind of made that decision for me.
Now, speaking of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I read that the lowest point in your life was experiencing 9/11 firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
You had to fumble down 36 flights of stairs in the dark. You actually witnessed a second plane crash into the second tower and watched people jump out of the tower windows.
Yeah, that was a very, very sad day for not only me, but for the world.
Sure.
Internationally. You kind of go through every day hoping for the normal, quote-unquote, life again, but it never returns. You try to take control of your life, and for those who wasn't really there at that moment, probably moved on a lot earlier than those who actually stood there and watched it. So it took us a while. It took me a while to get past it. And again, lucky for me, I had my family and my friends to support me through the process. I actually just left. I went to the country, and I sat there by the fireplace for at least a week to just kind of regroup with what I saw. My husband and I, we just kind of resorted to the countryside and let New York try to put our arms around really what happened that day.
You wrote about your life being out of balance at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, out of balance feels like you're just not connected. You're
sure.
Kind of lost. You're not sure which direction you're going to go that day. I mean, the world didn't know where they were. I think everybody was out of balance. But 4 years later, we were still seeing, I mean, once we left the World Trade Center area, they put us on Wall Street. And right down the street from the New York Stock Exchange, the orange alert never stopped. The sniffing dogs didn't stop. You know, you go out on your lunch hours, you still have the policemen with their rifles in front of you.
Hmm.
And so, you know, you figure, okay, then you have to start making some decisions for your life, the quality of your life, and is this really what you want to do? And so that's when my husband and I made a decision that we're going to move and try to get a better quality of life.
So you moved to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and you built your dream home
mm-hmm.
with your husband in October 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that your life is in balance now?
Absolutely.
How so?
Well, I feel like I have to be surrounded by nature. That's always been really important to me. How I ended up on the concretes of New York City streets. Oh, you know, that's funny. But balance meaning that I make decisions for my life today. And I don't have the racing or the nervousness that I had in New York City. So that in itself is more balance. I have a beautiful golden retriever who I love dearly. She helps me remain balanced. So,
what's her name?
Her name is Trigger.
Little Trigger. Now, you know, when I spoke to your sister, Debbie, the other night, she told me that you were afraid of frogs. Is this true?
That is very
true.
She
told me you had a very interesting story to share with our listening audience.
Oh, man. Well, I own Vacation Timeshare, and my siblings for years kept telling me, take us on a vacation. So I did. All of us, we flew over to Orlando, Florida, and we stayed in this gorgeous resort, and unbeknownst to me, they had frogs everywhere, and I opened up my deck door, and my nephew and I had our camera just videotaping this little frog, and all of a sudden it jumped up in our face, and we both went running into the other room, and it was just hysterical. I couldn't even sleep in my bedroom that night. So she found it, and she put it in a little napkin and threw it out the door. But at the end of our 7-day vacation, she gives me this little gift at the airport, and I open it up. It's a little frog. It's like a gift frog from the store. So she said, you'll never forget this vacation.
For the record, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to People You Need to Know on radio with your host, Spark Plug, and I'm speaking with Ms. Donna Hogan. She's a realtor with Metro Brokers, GMAC Real Estate. She's been in real estate since 1987, and Donna specializes in elegant homes, investment properties, new homes, commercial sales, mountain property, and first-time home buyers. Donna, let me ask you this question. Where do you go to relax and unwind?
Again, I like to be around nature. And now that I'm in Atlanta is just surrounded by so many beautiful areas where you can go hiking. So that's one of my favorites. I like to go up to the Big Canoe area and hike.
Now, let me ask you another question. What's your favorite restaurant?
I like Capers. Capers is a beautiful, quaint, delicious food that's right in the downtown Kennesaw area. I don't think they've been there more than 3 years. I know the owner, his name is Steve Detley, and he always is warm and welcoming, and his wife they have the best atmosphere. I mean, corporate people go there. People go there on their lunch hour. You can sit inside. You can sit outside. So as far as food, I'm really not a person who like to go out to restaurants because my husband and I like to cook.
Sure.
But if I do go out, that's one of my favorite places, Capers.
What's your specialty since you're the chef?
I like seafood.
Okay.
I like to make bluefish, which I haven't found here in Atlanta yet. Someone has to help me find some bluefish.
Okay. I can't help you in that department, but my wife is the chef of the family.
Okay.
But let me ask you another question. Being a real estate agent who's really on the rise in the metro Atlanta area, and I understand that you're making a big name for yourself. Mm-hmm. Seems like everywhere I look today, I read something new about Ms. Donna Hogan. As far as our listeners are concerned, what advice would you give them on buying or selling real estate?
First, there are several steps that I think a new person who wants to buy a new home or someone wants to sell their home, it's about the relationship that you build with your agent. That's number one.
Okay.
And second, don't get caught up in what you're hearing on the media about what's going on in the market. They have everyone just running wild with the fear of either selling their home or purchasing a home. But we're not negating that some of the things that they're saying aren't true, but certainly you be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is your first time buying a home, like I said, there are several things that I can give you to read. There are many questions that I can answer. My number is 404-787-6599. My email address is donna.hogan@metrobrokers.com. But again, this is a wonderful time. The media has everyone, like I said, frightened to death. This is a buyer's market. So all of those out there who want to buy a home, there are 110,000 homes on the market, and so I can work with you.
Now, let me ask you another question. Do you help people who may be relocating to the metro Atlanta area, or is it just specifically in the metro Atlanta area?
Absolutely. I actually won a digital camera as the top producer because I had the most relocating clients in Delaware and Washington, D.C., and New York and Philadelphia. So Metro Brokers, we have a wonderful department that is equipped with your own relocating, your attorney, your Metro Financial. We're kind of like a one-stop shop.
Okay.
So if you have any real estate needs, you certainly need to give us a call and give me a call directly.
So what are people mainly looking for today in real estate, the people who hadn't gotten caught up in the hype of what the media is putting out? Because people are going to always buy and sell real estate.
That's right. There are buyers and sellers. My gas tank can tell you that. I'm all over.
So what's the number one thing they're looking for?
The clients that I have, I deal with a lot of investors,
mm-hmm.
and I deal with people who want to refurbish. They want to buy apartment buildings. They want to buy commercial properties. And then I have clients that are new.
Okay.
I'm actually working with a TV program. So if there are people out there who wants to be on HGTV,
okay.
They have called me and stated that if you have a husband and wife, a single person, a couple who are interested in buying a home, we want to televise you. It starts, there's an application that you have to get from me, and we'll fill it out, and they will start doing the filming as of 3 weeks from now. It will be televised next summer. So we want to get candidates who are not afraid to be in front of the television. That's key, because we're going to start from the very beginning of you looking at the home process to the closing.
Okay. Won't you be kind enough to give out your phone number one more time, Donna?
My phone number is 404-787-6599.
And the people who may be listening to us around the world via the internet or at sparkplugpeople.com, won't you give them your email address?
My email address is donna.hogan@metrobrokers.com.
And finally, Donna, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
There are several things that I've been given, but what I like to leave with the listeners today, I'm sorry, is you definitely need to find your passion. No matter what you're doing in your career, wherever you are in your place right now, just find your passion and go with it. The advice that was given to me from mentors and those inspirational tapes that you listen to constantly is, the worst that has ever happened to you may have been the best thing that's ever happened to you, as long as you don't let it get the best of you.
Would you be kind enough to repeat that, because that's really a powerful quote?
The worst that has ever happened to you may be the best thing that's ever happened to you, as long as you don't let it get the best of you.
Well, Don, I want you to know that it has been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to interview such a young lady like yourself who is so dedicated to her profession, and hopefully we can have you in the studio again soon. For more information on today's guest, please log on to our website at sparkplugpeople.com.